Welcome to Black Talk Radio News. Scotty Reed in for this broadcast from behind the enemy lines of USA Inc. And on this particular segment, we will be taking a look at the off-Broadway play, which is entitled Black Panther Woman, which is running through March the 4th in NYC. And we'll provide some of the details on how you can get tickets and attend a little bit later in this broadcast. We are speaking to activist, author, and poet Lupe Family, who is part of the production of Black Panther Woman. Again, this play will be going through March the 4th in NYC. Welcome to Black Talk Radio News, Ms. Family.
Oh, thank you so much, Scotty. And just one correction, the involvement in the production is as a consultant, not on the stage.
Thank you. Thank you for that correction. All right. Well, it's good to speak with you today about this very important topic. The Black Panther Party has had a tremendous influence on my life, even though I was only born in the year that they were founded in 1966. But reading about them, seeing adaptations of their lives and their activities on television, reading about them in books, they have really had a tremendous influence on my life and my worldview. And so anytime something is coming out that's pertaining to the Black Panther Party, I think it is very important. Now, Black Panther Woman, which you worked as a consultant on, I assume is focusing on the women of the Black Panther Party, correct?
Yes, and not only the women, but the 10-point platform of the Panthers in general. So you hear all of the women and their perspectives in different plots. In other words, some of the characters will be not named for people who are still alive. They may have a different name. They might be called Elizabeth or Gloria, but the women were all Panthers, and they portray in the play the freedom of all political prisoners, the idea that we have to have the land, and the idea that we have to have education. All those of the 10-point platform is portrayed in the play. In fact, Afeni Shakur, who was Tupac's mom, she's dead now too, she talks about her Panther ideology of being a real action person, not so much theory. And so you see through dance, through movement, through stepping, through song, and through tremendous dramatic interactions that she and others are doing, like the breakfast program, et cetera.
How did this project, this play, get off the ground? Who conceived the play? And can you tell us a little bit about how it came to be?
Sure. Jacqueline Wade has a website, which I just want to put out now before I forget. It's blackpantherwomen.eventbrite.com, where you can get tickets. And also you can link to her Women of Color Productions, which has Black Panther Women and the other side play, Antigone Asada, which features more Asada Shakur's niece, because, you know, it's a creation. It's a literary piece, which I need to say also. Black Panther Women is a literary piece. So if we have historians out there and you come, remember that it's created. It's not only history, exactly the dates and times when things happen, et cetera. But Jacqueline Wade started a few years ago as a producer of human rights type of plays. She has lots of productions, talented, talented sister. And then she came up with this idea. I'm not exactly sure what time period, but I remember that it was around the time period that is the 50th anniversary of the Black Panthers and that movement, which we hope continues today, by the way, in activists being inspired, whether you just came in off the street and you decided, wow, this inspires me, or you were an activist but you needed something to guide you a little bit stronger.
2015 would have been the year of their 50th anniversary. Well, 2015, 2016, but I think most of it was, I saw a lot of activity that was going on in California around the places that Huey P. Newton and Bobby Seale founded it. It was a big thing. I remember Beyonce doing the whole Panther-inspired halftime show at the Super Bowl. So I believe that was 2015 when they had their anniversary. Now, you mentioned the 10-point program, which is very, very important. If people have not read the Black Panther Party's 10-point platform, I think you should read it, and I think it is very applicable to the situations that we find ourselves as a people in today. I'm often telling people I don't see how much has changed by way of the oppression since the Panthers' heyday up till now. I think we're still facing some of the same type of oppression and repression, and it may have actually gotten worse. What are your thoughts on that?
Oh, I'm so glad you pointed that out, the connection between today, that it's not just history, that we get clearer about our history so we can move forward today. And one thing I want to remember to say also is that today is Thursday, tomorrow's Friday in 2018 anyway. And we will have the great and clear Dequi, who has done lots of work around political prisoners and the release of our political prisoners. If people don't know, that is a whole other issue that the movement needs to address. What are we doing with people languishing in jails when they have had jail time succeedingly done and they just keep getting denied parole, for example? So anyway, tomorrow at 5:30 at West 86th Street at the Sanctuary Theater, she will be doing love and political relationships. How does that connect to today? And you said it's worse. What's worse and what's better, I think, is that we now talk more openly about the sexism in the relationships that we need to address. And the Panthers were a start for having different, more human relationships, which I referred to in the poem that I told you I wrote, Read the Audience. So what's better is that we can at least say, where are the contradictions that the society's imperialism and capitalism, because the Panthers were definitely anti-capitalist and pro-socialist, where are the ways that we can stop imitating that domination and control? And so in the play, you'll see some things that may be harsh and hard to put your heart into and understand. And the thing that's beautiful, though, is that it gives a chance for us to have conversations about this. That's what's better about today. And I would like to keep the focus, if you don't mind, Scotty, on what's better, because I think especially the young people that come, they need that inspiration to know, look, we had horrible things happen to us, and then we did different things to each other. And the system is corrupt. However, we also have the victory. I don't want to spoil the play, but Assata's in there, Assata Shakur. And if you don't know the truth, people, the reality is that Assata now lives today because the Panthers were attacked by the FBI, and there were many other movements that were happening, Black Liberation Movement at the time also. And that sister was freed, and she is now in Cuba. And that would be a great documentary. If you want real documentary-type stuff to look up, look that up on YouTube, you know, Assata Shakur's story. And what she talks about today is that the relationships that we have with each other, it doesn't have to be sexual, it's just whatever relationships we have under capitalism, we need to focus on being human with each other, because that's one of the big things that the system tries to destroy.
Speaking on the issue of young people, I did have an opportunity to review a early trailer of Black Panther Women, and you have Jacqueline Wade, the producer and director, speaking, and she likens the Black Panther Party to the current movement or organization known as Black Lives Matter. Do you share that perspective?
One of the big things that I do share with Jackie about that is that there's fantastic, fabulous women who created the idea that we have to sit down and talk with each other about what we're going to do about police brutality. So when Jackie likens that movement, Black Lives Matter, to the Panthers, what I see that's very similar is there were women, they were 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. They were young women. You know, I had this illusion myself before I started doing more research that the Panthers were all the Kathleen Cleavers or the Assadas. They were not. They were young people who were not yet fully adult. So that's why some of the contradictions arose also. However, they wanted to do something about 1968 horrible treatment of black workers. I think people might remember that that was the time period that Martin Luther King got involved with the garbage workers, the sanitation workers in the South, who were being murdered basically because the sanitation conditions for the workers who were black in that particular town were so terrible. So these women, young women, are similar in the sense that they saw brutality and they said, we're going to do something about it. And they got up out of watching television. They didn't have internet then, but they got up out of watching television and they joined a movement. That is such a different way of acting than what the system generally tells us. I've worked in high schools and I see it's always about seduce the young people into buying more consumer products, whatever time period it is, TV and those things when we were younger, and now, you know, all the types of things that they can buy today. But the whole thing is never join a movement and get active because they want you to be isolated and alone.
Now, I understand, well, as I mentioned at the beginning of this interview with you, that you are, in addition to being a activist, but you are also a poet. And I understand that you are inspired to write a poem about this play, Black Panther Woman. Would you mind sharing your poem, if you could, with our audience?
Oh, thank you so much. I just want to say one more time that it's this night, tonight, Thursday, it's tomorrow, Friday. Saturday is a big day because there will be poets and there will be people who are doing dance workshops because there's going to be a $60 performance, workshops, conversation. There'll be actual Panthers who are still surviving in panel discussion because it's a benefit for our Women of Color productions. And then Sunday is the last production. So it's Saturday night, 8 p.m. is just the regular show without the benefit. But if you want to come for the whole benefit, that starts at 12 noon on Saturday at the Sanctuary Theater, blackpantherwomen.eventbrite.com. So anyway, here is the poem, and I hope that people can understand that it's not only the audience of this play, because that's the call title, We the Audience, but it's all of us. We're an audience to humanity right now, and we can make choices to create a clear, loving way of being. So here's the poem, Scott. Are you okay?
Yes, ma'am.
We the audience, becoming one, by Lupe Family. We the audience, we the people who took the train, A, C, number one subway in New York City to West 86th Street in the avenues of capitalism, where the Black Panthers once stood bravely at ages 13 to 30, no more or less than that. We the audience have come. We stand watching her story, herstory, history, stick us up with reality. We the audience hash out in our minds the words the writer Jackie Wade sat and channeled from Fred Hampton, Asada, Afeni Shakur, Kathleen Cleaver, Fannie Lou Hamer, Shango, Obatala, Yemaya, of the Yoruba tradition. These people and African deities come floating through the dedicated work of the actresses, the lighting tech, the director and writer-creator. The words overflow, build a new reality for us of what it means to stand up. We get to stand up through the service of all the artists who mutually worked, practiced, then went to their jobs the next day, tired, exhausted. The publicity person, the audience who told their friend and their teacher told their friend and come from East New York, come and be all together. What drew us? We smell that we too can become Panthers. Not making their old Black Panther mistakes. We smell that today in a planet that me and you know this world could be destroyed by the boys and rich girls, those white folks who love the FBI and this USA of America that steals everything from babies' breakfast to old people's medical clinics. We text each other as we concentrate on trying to imagine a different world, like the actress screams in the play, with no pigs, no police, but capitalism's brutality. Imagine with a deep understanding what caring for another in a show or in a lighting booth or nation really means. Words have to be practiced. Words have to be in our energy. We can seek within the self, the whole place that tells each of us, come today to be a part of this play. I unite with you. Thank you for stepping forward past conflicts, inner and outer, to be born with a willingness to live for humanness.
Thank you for that very beautiful poem. Now, can
you're welcome.
Now, can you tell people some of the details on how they can attend Black Panther Woman, where it's showing at, where the play will be held at, and what days and what times, and ticket prices, if you will?
Okay, so ticket prices to start, because people have to get their pennies together. It's $25 if you're a regular person, in other words, no student or senior discount, but there is a student and senior discount and also a group discount. And I want to make sure to give the phone number now before I forget, which is 646-757-3209, and the website, which is Black Panther Women, plural, W-O-M-E-N, blackpantherwomen.eventbrite, and Eventbrite is eventbrite.com. Eventbrite.com. And those tickets can also be purchased at the door. So if you get there like a half hour before the showtime, which does change, you can also get the tickets at the door. So today, which is Thursday, and I'm just going to put it into the ethers. You never know what could happen. It's going to be at 8 o'clock. And also Saturday, it'll be at 8 o'clock, except if you're doing that special wonderful benefit. So I'll go over the benefit last. Then tomorrow, March 2nd, it's at 7, and Sunday, March 4th, again, it's at 7. And the sister play that goes with it is called Antigone Asada Shakur. And if by chance you can't make the Black Panther Women one, you can basically make those plays, which is just a 70-minute show, after the Black Panther Women show, for example, on Friday. But that's also on that same website. And the main thing with the benefit is that Brother Shep and other people who have been longtime activists are going to get a chance to interact with you, whoever you are that come, to answer questions and to also give, you know, a talk about what it's like to live as an activist and be a former Black Panther who keeps not only the memory alive just for memory's sake, but really the history being reinterpreted and looked at, how does it connect with today. So that starts on Saturday at 12 noon, and then there's some refreshments, and then there's the play itself at 3 o'clock, and that's a $60 contribution, or I think it's $75 if you want to get a T-shirt. So the beautiful thing I don't want to forget is that if you can't make any of those performances because of your cash flow, please still come Friday, which is tomorrow, March the 2nd, 2018, to DeQuee's workshop on love and political relationships. And that'll go to like 6:30, starts at 7. So again, the website is blackpantherwomen.eventbrite.com.
And how can people connect with you?
Oh, thank you so much. Okay. Well, I wrote the novel To Face It, T-O-F-A-C-E-I-T, To Face It. And it's on the internet. You can look that up. Lupe Family is my name, my pen name as an author. And I chose that because every person can be their own family to hold the idea of love is a connection, and I believe a connection with humanity and with spirit. And you can also go to my Facebook page and see the wonderful actress Tantra Zawadi doing a little small part of the book that she does every year at Wow Cafe, and that's Agua, A-G-U-A, Faith, and then the title of the book, T-O-F-A-C-E-I-T, To Face It, on Facebook. And you can connect with me that way. Of course, you can connect with me through Jacqueline Wade. I really just want to put back into the audience's mind of your show that this sister has written this powerful play. She's also written many other pieces, and her whole Women of Color Productions is for doing human rights type of pieces.
Do you have any final thoughts for our audience as we get ready to wrap up this segment?
The main thing I want people to hear and maybe take a deep breath and just reflect on is what happens to us in the world. You know, climate change and all that stuff is happening now, which we might not have focused on at that time in the 10-point platform. But if you study your history, can you be inspired to find an international awareness? And also, let's be unafraid. Let's go to Cuba. Let's see what Asada saw in Cuba and the socialist consciousness there and that the Panthers saw there, because they said, we want full employment for our people as one of their 10 points. And that actually happens in a socialist society because it's not based on capital, money being the most important thing. You still work. You still have a business. You can have a worker-directed business. The thing is that the idea is that everybody has the right to live, eat, have some place to stay, and some place to work, and free medical care in a socialist society. So let's look forward to opening our minds up, especially since we still now can go to Cuba and see for ourselves what Asada found there and what people who helped her to escape and get there were also connected with.
Well, Lupe family, thank you for being the beautiful human being that you are. And thank you for speaking with Black Talk Radio News today.
And thank you for having the willingness and the diligence to keep that Black Talk Radio going. May interns keep joining and supporting you.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much.
This has been Scotty Reed with a Black Talk Radio News report. You can support BTR News today by making a financial contribution to the nonprofit Black Talk Media Project. Thank you for your contribution and support of independent media.